back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written and recorded for us by Tom Iovino of Tom's Workbench. It's titled, Dear Bandsaw. It was originally posted January 21, 2011. Now to find more great posts written by Tom, visit Tom's Workbench at tomsworkbench.com, or of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to make it that much easier to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show.
Dear Bandsaw, a cautionary tale. Do you remember the day we first met? It seems like yesterday, I was in that local Lowe's, money in hand, looking all over the store for someone who could help me pick you up. I had read a lot about you and thought you and I would make a great pair. It took me a while, but eventually I got some help, and a sales associate told me where to wait where I was. Oh, how we laughed together when the sales guy brought out the forklift to carry you to our minivan. It's a good thing that I remembered to take out the back seat because you were so big, you barely fit into the cargo area. And when I got home and none of the neighbors were around to help me cart you out of the van, don't you remember how I nearly broke my back attempting to haul you from the van to the shop? How I struggled single-handedly to haul your top half to your bottom half and bolt the two together? Oh, the promise of those early days. I was going to learn how to resaw, to make bandsaw in boxes, to cut thin strips for bending around forms. But I never felt right. You would struggle. You would stall. You would drift wildly. I did everything I could to get you to work better. New highly recommended blades. Books about how to properly tune you. Cool blocks. A rolling base. A Craig Precision bandsaw fence. The sky was the limit as far as I was concerned. You were my bandsaw, and nothing was too good for you. Then it happened. I went on vacation and used another saw. That bandsaw worked wonderfully. Oh, how it cut. Like the proverbial hot knife through butter. Everyone asked me when I was going to get my own bandsaw, and I didn't have the heart to tell them about you and your pitiful performance. After that, things were never the same between us. I said bad things about you on my blog and in front of the other power tools in the shop. Do you remember how I would growl at you when I had to resaw even the smallest board? Why don't you work like the other bandsaws? I know it must have hurt your feelings when I showed you the catalogs with other bandsaws in them. The Grizzlies, the Lagunas, the Generals, the Rikons. When I told shop visitors I couldn't wait to get a real bandsaw that would really do some work, when I turned to other tools to do the jobs that you should have been able to do with little or no effort. But after all these years, all of these abuses, all these libels and slanders, will you ever find it in your heart to forgive me for discovering last night that I never properly tensioned your drive belt the right way when I first set you up, and discovering that three turns of a half-inch bolt would have spared us all this trauma in the first place? Yours truly, Tom. P.S. Iggy the Train Chop Monkey can't stop laughing. Seriously, I think you may blow out a lung.